to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is August 28, 2013. I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, is America on the verge of launching another war based on bad intel? While new intelligence suggests Assad was not behind the chemical weapons attack. And the rising alternative media powerhouse takes on the public propaganda machine. All this and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
The White House would like to believe that we have all but forgotten that the Iraq War was waged more than a decade ago after official sources provided bad intel. But now Kerry insists that the Assad regime was behind the chemical weapons attack in Syria, although he has yet to provide evidence of that fact. But now it is the Syrian officials who are saying that they have evidence that the U.S. aided terrorists in the chemical attack. Speaking to reporters outside the Four Seasons Hotel in Damascus, Syria's deputy foreign minister has now come out on record in declaring that the U.S., Britain, and France were instrumental in aiding the chemical attacks on Syria through a network of terrorists inside the country. He added that he had presented U.N. chemical weapons inspectors with evidence that armed terrorist groups had used sarin gas in all the sites of alleged attacks. The Syrian official now says that the next target will be Europe. Well, it'll be interesting to see just what evidence was provided to the UN. Now, we've been telling you that the U.S. was somehow involved with the chemical weapons attack in Syria, even if it was just arming the Syrian rebels who are affiliated with Al-Qaeda. But now it is public knowledge that the U.S. has ties with terrorist groups. Anthony Gucciardi of StoryLeak joins me in the studio with more on that.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell me, who are we fighting with?
Well, the fact of the matter is it used to be a conspiracy theory that Obama and his handlers were arming the Syrian rebels, which are linked up with Al-Qaeda, admittedly, and they go around flying Al-Qaeda flags. But now it is public knowledge. It is on public record that we are funding directly Al-Qaeda. And more so, we're actually funding the Syrian rebels who likely carried out, in fact, they did carry out the chemical attacks in order to launch war into Syria. So, in fact, we have one piece here as well from The Independent. Does Obama know he's fighting an Al-Qaeda side? And it says, he's fought for the very first time in history, the United States will be on the same side as Al-Qaeda. It goes on to say the men who destroyed so many thousands on 9/11 will be fighting alongside the very nation whose innocents so cruelly murdered almost exactly 12 years ago. So what it comes down to now is once again we've seen this correlation where we're called conspiracy theorists, we're called crazy for saying that we're funding Al-Qaeda now and we're going with Al-Qaeda and aiding the Syrian rebels against Assad, against the regime that now the Syrian rebels are trying to destroy. But then, of course, a little bit later, about several months, 8, 9, 10 months later, the mainstream media now pushes it as breaking news. And you will see on this document it has 51,000 Facebook shares. That means it's been seen by probably millions of people, 4,000 tweets. So what that comes down to is it's like when we say it, it's crazy. But when the mainstream media says it, we all better bow down and just immediately show everyone, oh my gosh, it's true. And they're surprised every time.
Exactly.
It's a pattern over and over again. And we're calling it 10, 12 months before almost every single time. And then the mainstream media is forced to admit we were right and cover it as if it's an exclusive breaking news piece when we've already known about it.
Well, now we've seen this quite a few times throughout history where the allies become the bad guy, but then there are allies again, and we're here, we're seeing this again.
Let's go back to the 80s for a minute. The recently declassified CIA documents, one of the things I also covered with you guys, it comes out now, it turns out, that we aided Saddam, helped Saddam with the CIA and Reagan at the time, and I mentioned earlier on the Alex Jones program, everyone hails Reagan as kind of a demigod. And he did some good stuff, but of course he helped fund and get ready of these chemical attacks on Iran on behalf of Iraq, because they needed to solidify an Iraqi win over the war. So we've seen before launching these chemical attacks and helping to do so as a pretext for full-scale war. So what's happening now? It's the same exact pattern. And I also want to talk about this. Syrian rebels pledged loyalty to Al-Qaeda. And it says basically the rebels will go ahead and they'll join anybody at all, including Al-Qaeda, will help them to overthrow Assad. It doesn't matter if they're a terrorist organization. And then it also mentions that, yeah, the Western countries, like the United States, are funding all of this, and they're funding al-Qaeda now directly because the Syrian rebels team up with them. They say, the rebels in Syria have one common enemy, Assad, and they will collaborate with any faction allowing them to topple his regime. Now, something interesting, you actually brought this up earlier, Leanne. I have to give you credit for that. Check out what Carney said. I don't have it here, actually, but Carney said, we're not trying to topple the regime. We're not going in to topple the regime. You know, we're just going to try and maintain peace, like they said with Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
But look at that statement. Anything to topple his regime. Direct contradiction.
Yeah.
The Syrian rebels are telling it as it is because they don't care. They're absolute insane al-Qaeda terrorists. They're going in to blow up everything. They're beheading Christians, Washington Times right here. They're beheading priests. They're burning Christian villages, innocents, using small knives. You know how specific and disgusting that is? Small little knives. It could be a butter knife. To slice off priest's head to dozens of cheering crowd members from the al-Qaeda / Syrian rebel group saying, yes, kill the priest. And they said that they basically, what they do is either you convert to a Muslim or whatever their, you know, distinctive Muslim culture is over there, or they kill you, or you pay a tax to where you get bankrupt and then they probably kill you anyway. That's what we're funding. That's who we're giving heavy weaponry. That's who we're saying are the good guys over there. And that's who now are working with al-Qaeda on record, as they've now admitted. And how long have we been screaming about this? Some of the listeners are probably so tired of hearing about it, but it's just so important. And this is what's going to cause World War III. It's all about the Russian hot war right now, because they're backing Assad and we're backing the Syrian rebels.
It's just incredible. So are you going to do a full report on this video or something up on StoryLeak.com?
Yeah, definitely. I've done a few reports, and I've collaborated, syndicated off of Infowars.com a lot recently. But definitely more reports on this, definitely how Syria is actually somewhat of a distraction, because even though it's such an important part, we're actually going in a hot war right now with Russia. No one's talking about this. The Russian media is talking about this because they actually, you know, tell their citizens what's going on sometimes because they see America completely different than us. But the foreign media, yeah, they're all over about how really this is a hot war with Russia. It was a proxy war, as the Independent and others have admitted, because we were funding the Syrian rebels versus the Russians funding Assad, and they were clashing. We actually had Israel go in and blow up missile caches, which were belonging to the Russians in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So it's turned into a hot war scenario. Russia has 160,000 troops at the ready with naval ships and aircrafts and everything like that, heavy bombers on the lines of Russia. So it's turning into a hot scenario. The only thing is it possible to defuse it, or are the elitist control freaks just so far gone that they're willing to risk it all?
Just amazing. Well, we'll have to wait and see. Apparently it's going to strike tomorrow, so.
Well, we'll see. I don't know if it's going to strike tomorrow, but something's definitely going to happen in the near future, whether it's good or bad. And hopefully it's not bad, but I do see this really as a hot World War III type scenario. If Obama is crazy enough to push forward with this, just say, here's Syrian rebels, have all the supplies you need, have all the weaponry you need, just go out and get Russia's Assad.
Well, Anthony, I hope you're wrong.
Me too. I hope I'm wrong, too.
I'm not ready for World War III.
Me neither. Probably be drafted. They're trying to get women into the military now
for
the draft. They're trying to change it because it's supposed to be constitutional that women and men should be drafted as well.
Well, I'm going to donate a kidney or something and render myself unable. So thank you very much.
Yep, thanks for having me on.
All right, well, it all comes down to that key chemical attack on Syria. But who was it that really carried it out? Intelligence suggests Assad was not behind chemical weapons attack. Phone calls by the Syrian Ministry of Defense intercepted by Mossad and passed to the U.S. reveal that Syrian government officials exchanged panic phone calls with the leader of a chemical weapons unit demanding answers for a nerve agent strike that killed more than 1,000 people in the hours after last week's attack. Why would the Syrian Ministry of Defense be making panicked phone calls demanding answers about the attack if they had ordered it? We don't know exactly why it happened, a U.S. intelligence official told Foreign Policy. We just know it was pretty stupid. So despite not knowing what happened, why it happened, or who ordered it, the U.S. is about to launch a cruise missile attack at Syria, even though the evidence suggests that the Syrian government has absolutely no idea who is responsible for the chemical attack. Now, we are told that the possible use of sarin gas is justification for launching this attack. But are civilized nations being hypocritical?
This is about the large-scale, indiscriminate use of weapons that the civilized world long ago decided must never be used at all.
The supposed use of sarin gas in Syria is now being used as a pretext for war. But when did the civilized world decide that sarin gas shouldn't be used? And how different is sarin gas from the weapons of mass destruction that the civilized world wants to use on innocent Syrian civilians? Developed by the Nazis' own IG Farben, creators of Zyklon B, used for mass murder in concentration camps, sarin gas was a standard chemical military weapon of both the U.S. and the USSR. And in the 1950s, it was adopted by NATO as a standard chemical weapon. The U.S. military-industrial complex made a science out of sarin delivery. Pictured here is the M134 bomblet, designed for the M190 Honest John rocket warhead. The bomblets carried sarin nerve agent and were released 5,000 feet above their target, saturating an area 1,000 meters in diameter with sarin gas. Does Syria possess anything like that? But of course, it was okay because we had it.
It defies any code of morality. Let me be clear. The indiscriminate slaughter of civilians, the killing of women and children and innocent bystanders by chemical weapons is a moral obscenity.
After using and weaponizing sarin gas for over 40 years, the U.S. signed a treaty in 1993 to ban its use. 5 years later, CNN and Time magazine both broke a story about the U.S.'s use of sarin gas during Vietnam. In the firestorm of controversy, CNN and Time fired the reporters and declared the story false. However, the reporters pushed back with a 77-page document backing up their allegations, and April Oliver won a $1 million lawsuit against CNN. But just the presence of sarin gas in Syria, regardless of whether it was used by the rebels, by the CIA and Jordanian commandos that Le Figaro reported entered Syria a couple of weeks earlier, or whether it was actually the Syrian government, the use of chemical weapons is supposed to be justification for the U.S. military-industrial complex to rain death down on tens or hundreds of times more innocent men, women, and children than were killed in this attack. But chemical weapons experts not affiliated with the U.S. government have cast doubt on whether sarin was actually the chemical used. 500 times more toxic than cyanide, it can kill within 1 minute. And it will kill first responders who don't wear protective clothing. That this apparently didn't happen makes it doubtful that the chemical used was sarin. And how does sarin gas compare to weapons that the U.S. has used and continues to use? Millions of gallons of Agent Orange were dropped in Vietnam during the war. Nearly 50 years later, three generations later, it is still showing up in horrible birth defects. And it didn't just affect Vietnamese civilians. American soldiers are dying from cancer and having difficulty getting the U.S. government to accept responsibility, having to fight one by one against the VA. And the U.S. continues to use weapons that would mean a slow death sentence for those who survived the war, both U.S. soldiers and foreign citizens. That would be depleted uranium. At about the same time the U.S. agreed to ban the use of sarin gas, it reversed its policy and began exposing U.S. soldiers to depleted uranium. Like Agent Orange, it is also a persistent poison, killing slowly and causing birth defects.
Our sense of basic humanity is offended not only by this cowardly crime, but also by the cynical attempt to cover it up.
The American government's hypocrisy over the use of weapons of mass destruction is a stench before heaven, that they would use this to justify the murder of tens of thousands more people is what should offend our sense of humanity. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
Well, one person who isn't worried about looking like a hypocrite is Obama. Actually, the Syria intervention would reaffirm his biggest flip-flop. In 2007, Obama was asked when presidents have the authority to launch a military strike without congressional authorization. He answered that the president does not have power under the Constitution to unilaterally authorize a military attack in a situation that does not involve stopping an actual or imminent threat. But the statement stands in stark opposition to Obama's view now. The Obama administration is on the cusp of intervening in a Syrian civil war that by all accounts does not pose an imminent domestic threat to the U.S. It would not be the first time Obama acted outside his own previous definition of a presidential war powers. In 2011, Obama authorized the U.S. to join an international coalition that established a no-fly zone in Libya in order to stem the threat of mass slaughter. The growing instability in Libya could ignite wider instability in the Middle East, with dangerous consequences to the national security interests of the United States. So once again, we find Obama poised to strike without any confirmation that U.S. security has been threatened. Now, absent that imminent threat, the U.S. should not be engaged in military action without congressional consent. But so far, the White House has ignored requests from a bipartisan Congress to seek congressional approval to attack Syria. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens tomorrow. Now, if there is still any doubt that politics are being operated under gangster rule, these leaked transcripts of a closed-door meeting between President Putin and Saudi Prince Bandar bin Sultan show that Russia is being intimidated into working with the globalists. Saudis threaten Russia with Olympic terrorist attacks unless it abandons Syria support. In return for Russia's cooperation, Bandar is alleged to have promised to safeguard Russia's naval base in Syria, should Assad be forced from power. "I can give you a guarantee to protect the Winter Olympics next year. The Chechen groups that threaten the security of the Games are controlled by us, and they will not move in the Syrian territory's direction without coordinating with us. These groups do not scare us. We use them in the face of the Syrian regime, but they will have no role or influence in Syria's political future." The London Telegraph also reported on the leak, noting the Saudi prince's attempt to further sweeten Putin with a secret sweeping oil deal and a pledge to safeguard Russia's gas contracts should he abandon support for the Assad regime. Well, I did some political strong-arming myself this week when I convinced some people here in Austin to sign a petition to ban free speech. I'm trying to get people to ban religious and racially offensive, sexually offensive speech. Fantastic. So a lot of terms people don't even realize are offensive, like citizens, mother, father. People take the First Amendment, like, too literally. I don't think that George Washington and the Founding Fathers really knew what they were, kind of trouble they'd be causing in the future with all of these rights and things. Thank you. Terms like citizens might be found offensive to people who aren't legal citizens here, but they live here.
Why mother and father?
Because people who maybe are gay or in a same-sex relationship might find that offensive if they have to fill out a form and say mother or father if they're in a same-sex relationship and it's a two fathers, for instance, or two mothers. More neutrality. Speech offends a lot of people, and maybe we can make it a little bit more serious. Well, they'll just start putting hefty fines for people using these really offensive terms. It should be gender neutral.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Okay.
We want to ban the terms mother and father and make it parent or husband and wife to partner. A lot of people are offended by the term.
Yeah.
One of the things we're really trying to ban is the use of the word brown bag. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to bring a brown bag lunch. They don't even realize where that whole term originated from. Look, she's got brown bags right there. She probably didn't even think that was offensive. You think George Washington, like, really thought the First Amendment was going to cover stuff like that? Kind of foolish.
Ban it in general?
Yes. Certain words some people are finding offensive, and we'd like to start definitely at City Hall and at the Capitol, places where the government is working to protect our rights and...
That goes against freedom of speech?
I mean, kinda, but the First Amendment's... Oh, okay. We're gonna try and get brown bags banned, like, entirely. They've already banned plastic bags, and so we're just gonna do away with that, because people are offended. For, like, mother and father, you know?
I gotcha.
If George Washington only knew what he was doing when he did that Constitution. We're going to go ahead and just get it to where anyone that really uses offensive language will have to go through, like, sensitivity training.
Okay.
Basically, we're going to start charging really hefty fines and probably jailing people who use terms such as citizens or mother and father.
That's good. I mean, we're not talking about profanity in here.
No, like, you can cuss all you want, but husband or wife, those kind of things. Everything needs to be just be neutral. Everyone's equal. Thank you for signing away your First Amendment right.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Bye. Week after week, it never ceases to amaze me how easy it is to convince people to give up their rights. Well, that leads me to today's daily quote. This one is from comedian and social activist Dick Gregory. He says, "This isn't a revolution of black against white. This is a revolution of right against wrong. And right has never lost." Well, the right will always win as long as good people keep fighting for it. And one way that you can help to fight for the winning side is by supporting this transmission. Please consider becoming a member of Prison Planet today. Your subscription gives you access to all the movies, the rants, the nightly news, the ebooks, and you can share your username and password with up to 10 other people. Become a member today. Well, everything we do here at InfoWars can be attributed to the due diligence of independent journalists who aren't afraid to put truth above propaganda and ultimately profit. Well, stick around because after the break, Alex Jones is going to be speaking with one of these independent journalists who's teaming up with Alex to combat mainstream media propaganda. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. A year ago, I committed to our audience of freedom lovers worldwide that InfoWars, the syndicated radio show, the filmmaking, everything we're doing would be taken to the next level because the world is becoming such an incredibly dangerous place. And we're in that flux period of history where really the next 100 years of human development is being decided. We are at a critical juncture. Every major historian, futurist agrees that we're in one of the most dangerous periods with the situation with Syria and Russia and China and Fukushima, all of it. That's why InfoWars.com has always been a place, a platform to bring activists, researchers, journalists together to try to showcase the work they're doing, whether it's Ron Paul or Ben Swan, whether it's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts or, you know, the great crew we've got here. There are just hundreds and hundreds of people, from nuclear physicists to retired generals to intelligence people, on the broadcast every day and on the websites, bringing their unique perspective. And the people we continue to interview are those that have been proven to be accurate. The mainstream media could be accurate if they wanted to. They know how the world really works. But they're there trying to create a false paradigm for people to keep you confused so you don't ever become a real participant in the development of human civilization. The globalists want control of that. Now, somebody in the last 3-4 years that I followed his work is Anthony Gucciardi, and he has the great site storyleak.com. He also has other big news sites. And he moved to Austin a few years ago, and we've been interviewing him and looking at his work. And it's just consistently been very piercing and informative. And that's why when he was here a month or so ago in studio, I said, hey, we ought to have, you know, you actually work in studio with us as a TV contributor, radio contributor more. And he said, absolutely. You ought to have something called the InfoWars Network, where you work with other sites, they work with you, and we build each other up and, you know, really identify the good journalists out there and create a united front, not of all our information, but just of promoting each other to oppose the globalist. So Anthony, a few days a week now, is coming into the office, helping us with reports, working from his office as well in Austin, Texas, just like we've worked with Mike Adams of Natural News, continue to work with him and the great work he's doing, and so many others that have moved to Austin. And down the road, InfoWars.com will be the place where we develop a whole section where every day we feature and promote other sites, other journalists, other groups that we're also having on the air to really try to create a synergy of liberty lovers. Because, hey, the founding fathers are dead, folks. There's no secret room of patriots that are going to defeat the New World Order. We're it. You're it. And just like I've had film festivals to promote liberty and organic resistance and so many other activist events, Anthony Gucciardi joining us is the first part of something we're going to roll out in the next year of more and more people being part of the InfoWars Network. Now, that's just a quick announcement. I wanted to get his take on working with us and what he thinks being here the last week. And then I want to talk about some of the news that's front and center at StoryLeak.com and PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Anthony, good to have you joining us here at the team.
Good to be working with you, partnering up. And I think the fact of the matter is that the mainstream media is dead. We've seen Gallup polls where the trust factor in the mainstream media is absolutely depleted at zero.
We are the media.
Exactly. The alternative news is the new media. There's no question. But at the same time, there's kind of a chasm now. There's an issue where the alternative news now is so it's expanding. But where can you go to find the best possible news and the best possible real analysis? And that's why I think the best portion of all of this, InfoWars is such a powerhouse. We can go ahead and do things like StoryLeak.com, though, to go ahead and have these different offshoots of reality to just pierce through the media, and most importantly, headline bombing. And that's kind of a term I made up to cover the stories that matter most, push it into the mainstream media, and then also become our own media. Because the fact of the matter is, you, the reader, you're the new media. Anyone can go out and take a picture or a video with your cell phone now. The fact is that we need the alternative news to streamline what matters.
In fact, tell me what you told me a month ago that absolutely clicked, and it's really true. And Ben Swan said this when he was on 2 weeks ago. Countless others do. We're going to upgrade InfoWars, Prison Planet. We're going to make it even better, slicker, easier to use. All that's happening right now. But everybody I talk to says, no, really, InfoWars is able now to push important regional or international news that the globalists have blocked out into the mainstream. So I've talked to so many movers and shakers who've pointed out what's obvious, but that I'm so close to that I don't tend to notice, that InfoWars really does have a critical role in breaking through that electronic Berlin Wall. On a junior level to what something like DrudgeReport.com could do. But you know, we're aspiring to bring even more powerful journalists and research together to really intensify our resistance.
Well, and here's the thing, too. You know, as you are aware, I've been kind of writing in an indirect way. You've been pulling a lot of my research and analysis off StoryLeak for several years now, which is awesome because we've been working together and I'm doing exclusive reports for InfoWars over the years. What ends up happening is someone like Drudge does come in, and now it's about on a weekly basis I'm finding some of my stories on Drudge Report. What that does is it gives us an angle to finally come together and headline bomb, since independently we've been hitting on these chords of truth for years now. But by coming together, not just us, I mean everyone listening right now, we all need to come together. It's the only way we're going to win. By coming together, we hit the nail on the head to the point now we're all focusing on the same issue. We're all focusing on what actually matters.
And more mainstream media will then be forced to cover what we're covering.
Exactly.
That's what we're getting at here.
That's what headline bombing is. You force the media to cover it, it becomes an international talking point.
And then the organic liberty movement, the real press, not the Obama supporters and the prostitutes, now we are forcing them to cover our agenda of liberty.
It's the opposite of what's happening previously with the mainstream media forcing us to defend ourselves, defending the Second Amendment. We're pushing it on them, and we're saying, now the ball is in your court.
We're going on the offense.
Exactly.
And we've done that in the last year. We've massively increased our presence. And again, InfoWars is just one part of it. We want to take other journalists, other groups out there that are doing real research that we can look at and vet and magnify what you're doing, but then at the same time then take the stories that InfoWars.com puts out or StoryLeak.com puts out and magnify those as well. Because it's bigger than InfoWars, it's bigger than Drudge, it's bigger than StoryLeak. It's about this idea being promoted.
The platforms launch it like a rocket, though. These ideas are what's big, but we need the platforms to be bigger than ever to launch it and just explode it so that everyone hears about it.
And we need to network and help each other as well and other sites be able to launch it so there's more of us coming at them.
The United States of America can come together and say this is the story that actually matters, because instead we're derailed onto these bogus garbage issues like the Trayvon Martin murder when World War III is brewing. And that's some of the things we're going to talk about, how World War III might be escalating right now, how Obama is destroying any hope of a relationship with Russia and that could ultimately cause war, and also some of the stuff that the mainstream media gets 100% wrong and just exposing it all.
Well, that's why they hate real alternative media, because the Drudge Report, for example, can show three videos of Obama saying he'll never spy on you with the NSA, and then show a new video of him saying, of course we do, it's good for you.
Or how he's going to launch chemical attacks to start a war with Syria, which was reported by Yahoo News in January of 2013, where they actually cited InfoWars. Then we come out through StoryLeak and InfoWars, blast that over and over and over and over and over
again. And now the Russians come out, and now even WorldNet Daily comes out with the videos in Arabic showing the Al-Qaeda loading the missiles last week.
And then once again, though, but see, people don't understand this train, how this works. It was InfoWars, and then my reports going with you. It was really Paul Joseph Watson did it first. Going through this platform, and now it's understood as, you know, common knowledge. Yeah, Obama did that, but it was this platform. If we didn't have this, if we didn't launch that, we would have never gotten there.
That's right. We have to really realize, not in an arrogant way, it's actually scary, yeah, how important we are.
No, it is scary. The mainstream media should be doing this, but we're doing it. We're the first ones to cover Russia amassing troops on the border and the combat readiness drill after Israel bombed their missile depot.
And so that's all that's happened now is nature abhors a vacuum. We filled it. Because the press won't do their job because they're now just PR acts.
And exactly, and that's why this InfoWars network is so big. I mean, there's nothing else out there.
We told people first the tuna had radiation in it from Fukushima. That came out. It's hundreds of issues, and people now realize that. And it's important to discredit the old kleptocrat media. Well, it's very exciting. You're doing a lot of reports at StoryLeak.com. Talk about some of the things you're focusing on.
Right now, I think we're seeing a massive buildup between Russia. I think Syria is a distraction, as weird as that is. I think Syria was a hot proxy war. Now it's a hot direct war with Russia. I think Obama really is going out for Putin.
Well, also, again, they're taking all our regular human rights, civil rights, as Dr. Roberts has pointed out and others. And so it's not that we're against gay people or anything, folks.
That's a distraction.
It's a football issue. Whenever he's asked about the NSA, he brings it up. They've sent over brigades, fifth column people to Russia from the State Department as gay activists to go stir stuff up. You're allowed to protest in Russia. You just can't do it if you're foreign national. They're coming to stir stuff up. And I'm not even defending what the Russians do overall. So they arrest them.
No, we're defending against World War III. We're
not. Absolutely. And then they go, oh, it's okay. Putin's mean to gay people. Let's have World War III. I mean, this is the type of insanity. But here's the difference. Now they have a 9% approval rating to launch this war.
Yep.
They had a 72 for the Iraq war with fake intel. Americans now understand the trick. So how does that change the atmosphere out there that before they could sell people on these wars on fraud, now the people are actually awake? I think that's some pretty positive news. The problem is, as you said, they're just going to go right ahead with it.
The difference now is we can expose them. Let's look, for example, the report I found, the CIA documents showed from the 1980s that the United States under Reagan, you know, all-loving Reagan who could do no wrong, supported Saddam Hussein in the chemical attacks against Iran from Iraq so that Iraq would win the war.
Well, the CIA advised it.
Yeah, the CIA helped them carry it out. And now what do we see? What do we see Obama doing? Launching chemical attacks on Syria as a pretext to war. They've done it a million times. This is Iraq 2.0.
And notice that Kerry says in the speech, we'll play a clip right here in a moment, it doesn't matter who did the chemical attack, we've got to go in because of it.
The indiscriminate slaughter of civilians, the killing of women and children and innocent bystanders by chemical weapons is a moral obscenity. By any standard, it is inexcusable, and despite the excuses and equivocations that some have manufactured, it is undeniable.
So now they can chemical attack somebody, even get caught. And look, I attacked you, so now I get to invade. I mean, it really is a war on logic. It's like is it that they are delusional, or are they trying to just muddy the waters? What do you think this tactic is?
It comes down to using your emotions. When someone's emotions begin, that's when your rights and your logic end. They can play on emotions. Look how many people died. Look at all this rampage and chaos.
You're not for that, are you? Let us kill 100 times that.
What did they do with Saddam in Iraq? Showed the people dead. said Saddam's an evil person, he did all this, nothing about 9/11. That was just more emotion. And then more and more emotion. Look at all these people who killed. Look, in the 80s, he chemically gassed all these people.
We commanded him, but we won't mention that.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what actually happened. As long as people are moved enough and emotionally overrun enough to go and say, yeah, we need to stop that, then it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
But we are winning, and people realize this. And this is what this whole entire video session is about, just blasting this news out and going past this, because the mainstream media numbers are garbage. More people are going to watch this video than even watch most of the mainstream news programs.
That's true. They're imploding more every day, and they realize that. That's why they're trying to come in with cyber shutdowns, political correctness, rodeo clown, yeah, you know, distractions, banning paper bags in Seattle because they're racist.
And yeah, bags in Austin now.
Yeah, well, the term brown bag is racist. We went out to Austin, I said, and they agreed, ban brown bags because they're racist.
They are.
So that's a racist black coat you have there.
No, I think so, too. It's a racist against virtually everyone.
Well, that blue shirt's against blue bloods. Anyways, the point here is we just want liberty and a future. We're just pointing out common sense. We want to build a larger platform for other people to do it. Things like planetinfowars.com, our social network. Anthony, you've got a lot of tips on web stuff that you've given us. You're going to be helping us out there as well.
We're going to help each other out. That's the only way to do it. And I'm not against saying that, hey, you know, we each have our own platforms, and that's cool. We each have our own angles. But together, if we don't come together and actually fight this as one single push, we're going to lose. Plain and simple. We will lose.
Absolutely. I mean, look at who I have on the show. I just have basically all these other media outlets, all these other groups, all these other alternative media people. That's all I've ever tried to do was, like, build a platform for all of us to help each other.
Yeah.
And then Cass Sunstein and the whole COINTELPRO cognitive infiltration plan we've really seen heat up, and that the Pentagon admits they're going to really deploy this year against everybody.
Because
we're winning. Is meant to create infighting, and somebody that is engaged in infighting at the end here is either stupid and following someone above them who is putting out the disinfo to create the COINTELPRO, or they're COINTELPRO themselves. Because if you look at all the legitimate alternative media out there that just fights for liberty, justice, truth, nonpartisan, across the board, we're growing, we're exploding. And the good news is the provocateurs have been so out of control, people have actually created an immunity to them and now spot them immediately.
Yep.
And so what are they going to do now? Well, the Pentagon says they're going to go out and buy all the bloggers. They've gotten rid of the law against domestic propaganda. They're going to spend billions buying all the bloggers. So now we're going to find out who out there is going to be bought off and will then start attacking other media. See, that's why we're also saying we've got to start unifying together so that it's clear. No infighting, none of this. Focus on the New World Order, stopping World War III, stopping Fukushima meltdown, stopping implosion of the dollar, stopping the erosion of our liberties, stuff like that. Okay, instead of this guy's a Fed, that guy's a Fed, that's who the Fed is, folks, okay? And all you do is just ignore them, move forward with a Bill of Rights, liberty, unity on issues. Any comments on that since we're talking strategy?
The bottom line is that we're 1700 style right now. We're back to back with some rifles, and there's a lot of redcoats around us with their sights. And unless we actually stand together back to back and deter them, we will be shot down. And you're right about that. The fact is that alternative news, like I said, there's a rift right now between reality and disinformation. And we could go back to a lot of the propaganda from the FBI, like the Black Panther comic books, which we could show on screen, which are disturbing and horrific, that are extremely racist, and back then they were seen as real. But the FBI actually put them out, admittedly, under their own wing to discredit black people in the Black Panther movement. That's exactly what we're seeing today.
They're putting out stuff to discredit the Real Tea Party, to discredit veterans, to discredit liberty groups, to discredit real kind of leftist groups that are anti-war, anti-GMO. Again, Cass Sunstein wrote two papers, one at Chicago Business University, one at Harvard, right before he became the regulations czar under Obama. He's the guy running the 9/11, the NSA commission, whitewash right now. I was thinking back to Kissinger to head up the fake 9/11 commission. Had a Freudian slip there.
Too many sociopathic control freaks.
Absolutely. And he says, we can't beat the new media. They're destroying us. All we can do is infiltrate it, get them all fighting with each other. So that's what we're saying here, is that it's about to get a lot worse. But they're having to openly say the CIA is going to engage in infighting, disinfo, because they're imploding. I mean, this is a major sign of victory. So the answer is, don't respond to the disinfo. Don't be involved in it. You become media people. Start a YouTube channel. Start a website. Start an audio blog. Start a local access show, radio show. get out there. Write stories at Planet InfoWars. Submit them to InfoWars. Submit them to StoryLeak. Submit them to other folks. Get them published. Cover real issues. They want the rift in the real alternative media to be, you know, a third of it all infighting and talking about who's what and who's that. That's pure dissension in the ranks of the enemy. Okay, that's how the globalists see it. They see us as the enemy, so 101 is you sow dissension in the ranks of the enemy. Yep. That's what spies and operatives do, and that's what they're doing. That's why you never hear me infight, you never hear me do stuff like that. Because that is what they want. We have got to realize they're manipulating us. Any other comments on that in closing?
I think that sums it up. In order to win, we have to amp it up. We can't sit here and continue to do what we're doing. We need to actually grow leaps and bounds, and that's what this is all about, and that is what we are doing right now.
The one reason InfoWars is such a treasure is we've reverse engineered their whole globalist program, reading their own white papers. The military, the special forces, the police, the technocrats all listen. Those callers I had yesterday were just unbelievable. You know, nuclear launch guys, everything. And I could tell they all knew what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. This was the real deal calling in. They hear my show and they go, man, this guy knows what he's talking about. Because it's all there in plain view. I haven't been studying the baloney in the media. I've been studying history and how things work. InfoWars has such credibility because we're decompartmentalizing for people in the system who already knew all this but are now being given wide spectrum analysis, and they're smart enough to go, wait, and see it for themselves and then contribute to what's happening. I mean, that's why they're really scared of us. Half the troops we run into are listeners. Do you think the New World Order likes that?
It's a call to arms. And everyone who thinks they're just going to sit around and not do anything, we're literally facing what could be nuclear war right now. And if that actually happens, if we get to that point, you're going to regret it. I mean, really, you need to stand up. We might not be able to ultimately stop something, some type of cataclysmic event in the way far future, but we can push it back. And they've admitted over and over again they've had to push it back because of us. They've had to push
Brzezinski
back.
Brzezinski said, yeah, Hillary, yeah.
Yeah.
They've all admitted that.
Yep, 20 years plus. So they planned it in 1990, had a complete takeover. It's been pushed back. They planned it in 2000, pushed back. I think it's going to be pushed back over and over again until we actually defeat them once and for all.
It's like Nineveh and the 100-year reprieve. I mean, yeah. We need it, folks. I'll take a 10-year reprieve. I got kids. And that's why everybody, though, is starting to really wake up. We're seeing a lot of good people stand up because they really get, man, this is bad. I mean, we're going down a bad road here. So there you go, folks. We're going to be launching more stuff in the future. Follow StoryLeak over there at StoryLeak.com. And I'm going to give you the codes to the InfoWarrior channel that we have, our second biggest YouTube channel that for some reason never gets used around here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hand that over so you can try to help us work on that. I'm going to hand over the codes so you can upload the great reports you're going to be doing with us up there.
Awesome. Great.
Folks, subscribe to the InfoWarrior. Subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. And remember, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.